Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street. This weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Wallace, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX Christian Radio for the nation's capital. The next Mount Calvary Community Church Southern Gospel Concert will be on Friday night, December 10th, when we will welcome the King's Heralds for a wonderful holiday concert. The group has been performing at MCCC for many years. This concert, like all of our concerts, is free and open to the public. No tickets are required, but seating is limited. The program begins at 7 p.m. with a mini-concert by the Mount Calvary Singers, followed by the King's Heralds at 7:30 for a wonderful evening of song and celebration.
My Lord was dead
and buried
in a tomb.
In a borrowed tomb,
he arose.
Yes, my Lord arose.
He got up
from that cold, dark room.
He's alive.
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 Oh, my Lord is alive and well. If you believe
with
your heart and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead.
No need to doubt it.
Oh, no.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yes, God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Save from doubt.
Save from doubt.
Save from fear.
Save from fear.
Save from hell.
Save from hell.
A devil's hell.
A devil's hell.
Well, oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Well, oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord is alive and well.
If you believe
with your heart
and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead.
To doubt it.
Oh no,
no doubt about it.
Oh yes, God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from fear.
Safe from fear.
Safe from hell.
Safe from hell.
A devil's hell.
A devil's hell.
Well, oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Well, oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord is alive and well.
Shout it out.
Up on the mountain.
Oh, shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out.
To every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Oh, shout it out.
Up on the mountain.
Shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out.
To every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well. Shout it out.
Up on the mountain.
Shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out.
To every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
He's alive.
Forevermore. Shout it out.
Shout it out, he's alive. That's the Mount Calvary Singers on Blessings from Beulah Street. Up next, Mount Calvary's music director, Terry Lee Ryan, with a song that previews Senior Pastor Charlie Wood's message for today, Address Change Notification, on Blessings from Beulah Street.
I've been living in this world for quite a long time. I'm always looking for a place to call my own. See, I've never been satisfied with what I saw here. So I'm moving to my brand new home.
Come on now.
So this is an address.
Oh,
change notification. Yeah. Soon I'll be moving to a much better home. There'll be no tears, no sorrow. There'll be no pain. Yeah. This is to tell you of my address change.
Now listen.
The place where I'm moving is lovely and new. There's a river that flows like crystal walls of jasper too. And the street in front, oh, my house is made of pure gold. It's the place where I'll never grow old.
Come on now, sing with me, hey.
This is an address change notification. Soon I'll be moving to a much better place. There'll be no tears, no sorrow, there'll be no more pain. This is to tell you of my address change. Now you know the song. What a day that will be, oh, when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, oh, he leads me to his promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be, yeah. Oh, now, this is an address change notification, yeah, yeah. Soon I'll be moving to a much better place. There'll be no tears, no sorrow, there'll be no more pain. Come on now. So I gotta tell you of my address change. So let me tell you all of my address change.
I know that, wow, when you hear a song like that, and somebody told us, I don't know, caught me outside one time and said, I like your songs, but they're always talking about dying. That's what they said. I go, well, so I had to start to think about it. And I go, you're right. And the thing that thrills my heart so much is when you do have that address change notification, to go from sometimes this world that is filled with sorrow and strife and tears, and you look forward to going to a place of no pain, no sorrow, a place where we will never grow old, a place where you'll have thousands and thousands of years to celebrate the joy of the Lord with fellow believers. Looking forward to an address change notification. Thank you much, Terry Lee, for sharing that song today. I want to talk a bit in a scripture that's written over in the book of 2 Corinthians. It's a very simple scripture. It's in the first chapter. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, in the third and fourth verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. And we're going to focus on that word comfort. Who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts for just a few moments. God, we each one receive the truth. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We go through challenges. We go through struggles. We face things in our life that for me, and I've told you many, many times, I really have no idea how an individual that does not know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, does not have the love of God filling them, how you can even consider going through some of the challenges. And then I know in our minds and hearts, sometimes we as Christians, we have that time where, boy, we're up, then we start to go down again. We have challenges. We have things that happen. People get sick around us. We have questions. We have questions. We have questions. And I know this thing about comfort is a powerful thing. And it just seemed to me that over the last month and dealing with so many funerals and having so many people, and I want to thank God for one thing. I have a brother sitting over here. I call him Terry Lee. You call him Maestro, wherever you call him over there, that has used his talents to bring comfort to those who suffered loss. I'm so fortunate whenever I'm involved, hopefully with a funeral like that, Terry and some of the other guys, we've been able to sing, and those songs have brought comfort. And I'm amazed about how we should deal with stress and challenges within our life. And I know that I'm just like you, you're just like me. When I have a stress in my life, the first thing that I'm going to know and the first thing I'm talking about God with is, when is it going to be over? Because I don't like it. I don't like being in the midst of it. But then I read God's word, and it says here that my comfort comes from God. But it comes with an expectation that I should use the comfort that I feel from God to comfort others. Some years ago, when I was up in Bible college up at Valley Forge Christian College, it is now called the University of Valley Forge. I went up there last month for a reunion, a homecoming reunion. I was the only one there from my class. I got to share with, well, nobody was there, so I didn't get to share with any of my class. And I kind of had to chuckle because I'm like, wow, where is everybody? It's a beautiful day. And as I walked through the campus, in one of the buildings, they had a picture of one of the professors that I had. And his name was Hobart Grazier. And Hobart Grazier was just a phenomenal teacher of the Word of God. And he taught 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Hobart Grazier is no longer with us. He's gone to be with the Lord, his great reward for all the minds that he helped mold. So if you don't like this sermon today, you call up one of his relatives or something and tell him. But trust me, this is right out of a notebook from 1977. So out of my notes of so many years ago, it's about this section of scripture, and it talks about comfort. When you need comfort, when you're dealing with a loss, when you're dealing with stress, and we all know how harmful stress can be to ourselves and our lives. Hobart said, I'm going to give you a little bit of a outline for a sermon later on that you'll use. He says, when you talk to the people, encourage them to look at comfort and stress in a totally different way. He said, the proper response when somebody talks about when they're stressed is to gather the value gained from the experience and in the comfort received, and then in turn, distribute that comfort to others. He said, first of all, if you're stressed out, you're going through something, look for a ministry. Look for a way that you can be a blessing to someone else. And my goodness, time after time, I have stood here and told you about what the folks here at Mount Calvary have meant to me, what the guys here singing with them. So many times when I'm stressed out, I'll come in on Wednesday night and go to practice like that. And oh my goodness, the joy that I feel. My spirit is uplifted simply that I'm able to feel the love that they share with me. What do? We make little jokes. We have a little fun. We take a little ribbing. And so many times that little bit of ribbing is kind of just what you need to let you know in your heart of hearts that, hey, it's not as bad as what you think it is right now. God never wastes an experience. Neither should we. If you've gone through a challenge, one of the best things that you can do is share it in a ministry to someone else. Trust me, God will allow someone to come in your path that has faced the same challenges that you have. And you can tell that individual that although I was going through it, although I was in the midst of it, the comfort that I felt from God is the same comfort that you can feel. First of all, look for a ministry. Second, lean on a member. What do you mean lean on a member? I know that so many times in my life, so many challenges that I've placed myself in, so many failures that I've made within my life is when I thought, oh, I can handle that all alone. And I hate to tell you, that's not God's way of doing it. I believe that you have a responsibility for your relationship with Christ. And then you have a responsibility to each and every other believer that God allows to come into your life. You got to lean on a member. Somebody said, you folks are here today, you know me, so we can talk like we're just at home, right? Okay. Somebody said, well, they asked me to do a funeral, and I was getting prepared for like seven. They said, well, but you do a good funeral. Now, how do you take that statement? You know, that's one you kind of got to think about it and got to go back. And they said, well, you do. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, why? Well, because I know in my life, folks, when you've had to do a funeral for your own brother that you love so dearly, within a short period of time, if you had to do the funeral for your father on a Monday, and then on the next Monday, you're back in the same place doing a funeral for your uncle. It kind of seems like the experiences that I've had with my life have helped to prepare me that hopefully I can be a comfort unto others. You have to be a church that cares for each other. Because folks, I hate to say it, but sometimes we are portrayed in churches as being standoffish and impersonal. And sometimes they tell you, oh, don't talk about your personal over there. Well, sorry. You folks know me anyway, so hey. I was just in South Carolina. And back in 1992, there was a letter sent out from the Department of Social Services in Greenville, South Carolina. And this is what that letter read. It said, your food stamps will be stopped effective March of 1992 because we received notice that you passed away. Wait a minute. In the next line it said, wait. You may reapply if there is a... Wait a minute. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances. Come on. People can be insincere. We have to be willing to engage with people. You have to be willing to find a buddy in church, a friend. You have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to walk up on a Sunday morning when the doors are open in the back, they know your name. And if you haven't been around a little while, they're going to say, oh, we missed you. And you mean it from the heart. The folks that you're going to meet in church, they are not going to be perfect. Amen, amen, amen. If you got one sitting next to you and they think they are, ask me. I can tell you the inside track. They're not. And we're all in that same boat. But it's amazing how if you open your heart and you're willing to share of yourself, those little quirks that each one of us have, those little things where we feel we come up short, you'll be amazed at how others can relate. And they will find strength in that simply that you're willing to lean on a member. You got to look for a ministry. You got to lean on a member. And then you have to listen for a message. God doesn't waste his time. Everything that happens within our lives is an opportunity for you and I to learn from. In the scripture that I read, the first chapter in 2 Corinthians in the third and the fourth verse, I want to drop down to the eighth verse. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure above strength, so we despaired even of life. And I love this ninth verse. It reads, yes, we had the sentence of death on ourselves. Then it says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. That we should not trust in ourselves, but trust in God. I know that times that you have questions, you have challenges, you just, it's only natural that you have that. But at the same time, I know that the more that you're able to trust in God and not in yourselves, God will answer that. Years ago on the radio, I remember Paul Harvey, he said this. He says, you can always tell when you're on the road to success. It's always uphill. And sometimes our lives feel like that. It's always a little bit uphill. But I'm here to tell you, the comfort that you find from God's word, the comfort that you find from brothers and sisters in Christ, things that you had no idea, people that you had no idea that God would place within your life, he put them there for a reason, for that time. And if you're willing to open your mind, to open your heart, and listen to the message that God is trying to share with each and every one of us, I believe that we'll share the comfort that God gives us and he expects us to share with others. Daniel slept in the lion's den. Peter, remember we talked about Peter and Silas over there, and it says that Peter also, he slept in the prison. Jesus, during the time of the storms, he slept in the boat. Remember this, no matter what your circumstances, there's always time to take a nap. Amen? Folks, if you'll simply rely in the comfort that we find, God will take care of every situation. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Blessings from Beulah Street, from Mount Calvary Community Church, the little church by the side of the road in Alexandria, Virginia. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook, and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, Music Director Terry Lee Ryan, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. We look forward to having you join us again next week on Blessings from Beulah Street.